Welcome back to another episode of Unapologetically Living Season 2. I am your girl, Lady B. Thank you for joining me. As always, you can always email me at unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com. I do respond back. Again, unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com. If you would like to give me show ideas, you want to leave me a comment, let me know what you're thinking. As well, if you also would like to be a guest on a show for a certain topic, I'm always open to chat. Like I say, I do respond. I do not ignore. Let's get right into this actual podcast. Now, this one's going to catch you by surprise. Why? Because I am actually married myself, but this topic, you're gonna be like, but wait, she's married. Yes, it's called I's Married Now. Yes, I's Married Now. Now, you know, when most people get married, that's the first thing they want you to know. They tell you, I's married now. I'm married. You know, especially the women. The men, somewhat depends on their age. I think it depends on their age and also where they are in life, if they'll be someone. Because I've seen some men, they get married, it's not as big news. They'll tell maybe family or friends, but they don't go around publicizing it as much as the women do. It depends. And then some men do in the beginning, but after a while, once the excitement and everything died down, that's not their first topic. But with women, we love to say, I's married now, as if it's a badge of honor. Not saying it isn't, but we feel as if it's an accomplished goal, as if it puts us on another plateau from other women, other men. And to me, I've been married 15 years. This is my second marriage. I feel like a lot of women mislead single women and women that are dating. When I say single, that means you're not married legally. You're dating. You're open to options. You may be in a monogamous committed relationship, maybe living with that partner, but however, you all have not decided to legally solidify things with documentations and paperwork, so that in the event of anything happens, you are legally documented as that person's other half, versus just a verbal arrangement. Verbal arrangements does not work in the government and this world that we live in, unfortunately. Just saying that we go together does not mean anything. So, let's get right into it. So, what prompted this podcast was because I was visiting a stylist, getting my hair done recently. And we were talking about, you know, how she doesn't work full-time hours. She works part-time hours. But she has a lot of clients that's basically a full-time load, but she doesn't open up her shop, you know, for a lot of guests, a lot of her clients, I should say. So you may have to wait months before you can get an appointment for a hairstyle, because she doesn't work full-time hours. And so we were discussing this, and she said, well, the reason why I don't have full-time hours, I don't have my shop open like that, is because I'm married. I am married. I have a husband. My husband doesn't want me working that much. Then I paused. I paused. Because I'm being married for 15 years. I know everyone's marriage is not the same. They're not. Everyone don't even marry for the same reasons. Being a serial entrepreneur myself, leaving corporate America, transitioning over to being a serial entrepreneur. My spouse is still in corporate America. This is 2021, halfway, almost 2022. And for women to think that this is a badge of honor, of a statement to make to another woman, Because I don't think she knew I was married till I let her know I was married too. And I'm an entrepreneur as well. It was like mind-boggling. I was like, literally, women actually wear the badge of title, I is married, that a man having a husband is, one, a financial plan. Two, this gives you some type of leverage over any other woman that's an entrepreneur, that's in a salon, that has their own salon, that's a stylist. So a single woman, so that people should only seek out stylists that's single. Because they have time. They have to work like that because they don't have a husband. No, it's a lot of women that's married and have husbands and they have their own careers, their own businesses, and they enjoy making their own income. I.e. me. Example, me. And several of my people that I network with in my business is personal and sociable. Business and sociable. I cannot imagine that in this time and day and age, women view marriage as if it puts them on a different level from everyone else. Just because they have found someone that wants to be in a partnership with them, this means that you are in a better place than other people. This means that you are a better person than other people, which is not true. There are a lot of couples that are financially not doing well with two incomes compared to somebody that's single with one income. That is a false narrative. Yes, generally you should be doing better because you have two incomes, but that's not always the case. And then the dynamics of the marriage, it doesn't always mean that because two people are married, that doesn't mean that you are in a better place mentally, financially, emotionally, than someone that's single. And it really baffled me that this lady is speaking this into other women that come into her studio, her salon to get their hair done. And you're channeling this. You're telling women, you're putting this into women's energy. Well, I'm married, so I don't have to work that hard because my husband doesn't want me working like that. So a woman that had low self-esteem, a woman that's dating, a woman that's single, they're now going out here in the world thinking, I'm supposed to get a man that has that becomes my financial status. So when I get a husband, I don't have to work as much. No, sweetie, you do not have to stop your dreams, wives. Because you have a husband. Even if he has his own dreams, that's fine. You can have dreams as a couple. My husband and I do. But you can still have your own dreams even though you are a wife. Your bag don't have to be empty because you have a husband. It don't got to be half full. Everything don't have to be about him. Yes, that's wonderful. He may pay all the bills. But at the end of the day, anything can happen to his money. And what are you going to have to fall back on if you only working just a little? It's like, but where's your passion for your business? So you went through all this to start a business. Just because you're married, this business gets shattered because now you have agreed to be in a partnership. So now your dreams don't matter. Now your passion don't matter. Your brain don't matter. You don't got to use your brain because now you have a husband. You don't need to be thinking about anything but just being at home with your husband and your family. This is a false narrative that we're putting out here, and we have a female vice president of the United States. Like, come on, women. Like, really? We're really telling young women that your future depends on whether or not you have a husband? No. Ladies, we have to start evaluating who we are as women before we start making it like it's a badge of honor, it's a crown to have a mate that makes us, which is nothing wrong with having a mate, but it makes you feel like your life don't matter until you get with a person. until you get married, until you meet somebody. I have someone else in my life that's on a personal level, not just a stylist, that they, you know, going through a divorce, and they started dating, and this person is just like flabbergasted, like, oh my God, I finally met somebody. And it's like, so you didn't feel adequate before you met somebody? Like, the whole dating process is meant to be dating different people so you can get to meet different people, see their personality, see how they thrive through life, their ups and their downs, their successes and their failures, so you can see how compatible it is with you as you thrive through life, your ups and your downs, your successes and your failures. And it's like, why do we feel like it's a rat race to hurry up and captivate somebody so we can feel like they can put a crown on us and say that, okay, now you're a woman. Now you're whole. Now you're somebody. Like, so you wasn't somebody before you started dating? So you were counting down every hour, every week, every minute that you were single. You felt like you didn't matter. It's like, oh my God, finally somebody chose me. It's like, what? Pardon my French. So it's like, fuck your dreams, your passion, your education, your goals. It's all because now I have somebody. I feel like I'm a woman. Thank God. Like, really? In 2021? I'm sorry. So, ladies, feel free. Email me. Share this out. I'm not done with this topic. It's gonna be some more. I'm gonna, you know, of course, you know, I'm giving some guests on, and we're gonna talk about this whole I's married now. But I had to get this out of my spirit this week because I was like, I can't believe that it's so many women that put themselves on the backfire, even for their husbands. Like, they help their husbands build their dreams, and they walking into their roles of what they want to do. But when it comes down to themselves, they just play the back row. Whatever he says, whatever he wants, and you're just letting all your dreams die. You know, your passion is on zero. You're just like a fish in the water. You're just going along with the flow every day. You're just swimming from side to side to side to side. But you don't have any sense of direction of your own. You're helping them build their dreams, but you don't have any dreams of your own. You don't have a reason why you wake up in the morning and push through. Other than just for the simple fact of saying, I'm with this person, I'm dating this person, I'm in a relationship with this person, I is married now to this person. It's like, no, ladies, we have to do better. We have to stop putting the ball in our significant other's court. You have to stop putting the confidence ball. You have to stop putting your dreams ball, your passion ball, into somebody else's court and say, let them play the game. Let them kick the game off. And I'm just going to be here, you know, on the court, you know, but I'm never going to really get in the game and actually shoot for myself. I'm just going to be here watching them play on the court. I'm on the sideline. I'm just like, I'm cheerleader. I'm just waiting up. You know, it's like, no, that's not why we were created for a purpose and a reason. Even though you are a woman, your purpose is not just to be a wife. That is not your purpose. It's just you was not created to just be a wife, to just be a mother. No, you was created to have dreams and goals. You were created to thrive. You were created to make revenue. Yes, your dreams and your goals is not contingent on based on you having a husband. It's okay to be an entrepreneur. It's okay to have a business as long as I'm not married. If you're married, you don't need all that because that's what your husband is for. Men are not a financial plan. A lot of women I like when I say that, but they're not. They're not your financial plan. My husband's not my financial plan. I have my own dreams. I have my own goals. He has his own dream. He has his own goals. We come together and unite for what we have together, but then we let each other do our own separate things because it's not healthy to put everything all on my husband. It's not healthy for him to put everything all on me. We're still individuals. We're not just because we're a couple, we're still individuals that have our own brains that can be used. We both have two hands. We both can get revenue. So this is what I had to say. Even though I'm married, everyone may not agree with me because I'm coming from a different view being married. I do not feel like marriage gives you a reason to put yourself on a different plateau than single people. Because you view yourself as partnered up with somebody, that does not mean that you're perfect, and it does not solve all your problems in life. That simply does not mean that y'all are just, you know, coasting through. No, it doesn't. You can stop it. And this is what false narrative is putting out for single women that's dating, because it's making them think they have to live up to this false expectation that married women are putting out in the atmosphere. And which is basically a false narrative, the best way for me to say, they lying. Everything is just not all that wonderful. My husband can tell you that himself, which I'm going to have him on the show as well. It's a lot of men that do succumb to all this stress and taking on all everything financially and just everything completely. And then at the same time, those men go to work and then be complaining about their stress level. To their wives, they be, oh, I just love doing this and I do all this and I do this and I do that. But then, really, when they get with their coworkers or their friends, they tell a different story. Right, that part. As my younger people, generational people are saying, that part. Right. Right, so you have to be careful because you'll be boasting and, oh, and this, and it's like this, and it's like that, and somebody else, a friend or co-worker, somebody know your husband, they get a different story. That husband that you just pride at, that said this and they said that, they telling somebody else a different story. Yep. I'm speaking from experience. This is not based on just hearsay. This is not based on books, magazines. I'm speaking on naturally being in the game for the second time around and actually having been involved in different marriage groups online and in person, different cities, different states, having married friends, a married business network. Like, this comes from a lot of personal research, review, observation of real life shit. That I's married now does not solve all your damn problems and does not mean that you are financially more successful than anybody else in the world. I'm out, y'all. As I said before, don't forget to send me an email. Let me know what you're thinking. If you got a show review, show idea, I'm open to it. Unapologetically Fearless, the number 1@gmail.com. As I always say, unapologetically love yourself. Be your best self. That's right. Show up as your best self. Make memories, create your own opportunities. And in this season, we're going to do what? We're going to stay fly. That's right. We're going to first love yourself. That's right. First, love yourself. Until the next episode, I am your girl, Lady B. I'm out, y'all.